Day. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management and Greedy. Call 352-1025.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Tom Elias. We're going to be talking about the Brzezinski breakthrough. Dr. Brzezinski is a Polish physician who came to America all back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, and he has developed a treatment for cancer. Now, this treatment has been suppressed. It's available now only on an experimental basis, but they've known, at least since the early 1990s, it was effective, a treatment for brain cancer, but it's effective for other cancers as well. Not all, but many cancers, the vast majority of cancers, respond to this type of treatment. And, of course, the thing is that the people in the FDA know what is going on, and yet they put barrier after barrier after barrier in the way of this being widely used. We're talking about people suffering, dying unnecessarily for 20 years. And now, of course, the drug is being used as an orphan drug, and it has limited use, and it's going through the long and tedious method of certification by the FDA, dragging their feet, as the FDA does, when there's a good and effective drug. And we put so many drugs that are not effective on the market. There's one recently approved, cost $40,000 a month. It will extend your life about 3 or 4 months. I think it's for breast cancer. What sort of madness is that? Or is there another agenda behind what's going on? Well, to give you the background of Dr. Brzezinski, his treatment, and what's happened, Tom Elias. Hi, good morning, Tom. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. You pick up the story.
Well, actually, this goes back a little further than what you said, Dr. Stan. Dr. Brzezinski actually came to the United States in 1969.
He did. Okay, go ahead.
And the FDA has had inklings that this treatment worked since the early 1980s. So we're really talking about 30 years' worth of people dying unnecessarily from cancer due to the foot dragging and the interference and the, you would call it evil doing of the Food and Drug Administration. I know, Dr. Stan, and that's actually not a bad description. But what I've documented in my book is a campaign that went on for 30 years against this drug, a campaign by both establishment doctors and the Food and Drug Administration and the pharmaceutical industry, which have known at least since 1990 just the degree of effectiveness of this drug. I'm sitting here looking at a memo that was written in 1990 by a man named Michael Friedman, who at the time was the associate director of the National Cancer Institute in charge of the Cancer Therapy Evaluation Program. He wrote in a memo to one of his subordinates in 1990 that anti-neoplastins, which is the name Brzezinski gives to his treatment, anti-neoplastins deserve a closer look. The human brain tumor responses from these are real. Now, we talk a lot when we talk about anti-neoplastins and Dr. Brzezinski, we talk a lot about brain tumors, and there's a good reason for that, and that is that with the standard treatments of chemotherapy and radiation, the 5-year survival rate for serious brain tumors like astrocytomas and glioblastomas and brainstem gliomas is about 0.5%. That is to say, out of every 1,000 people who get the standard treatment for a serious brain tumor, 5 of them will survive for 5 years or more, and all the rest, 995, will die within that time. That included, for instance, Ted Kennedy, whose glioblastoma could have been treated effectively by Dr. Brzezinski, but instead chose to go to Duke University, and he was dead within a year and 4 months of his diagnosis. That was his choice. That was his family's choice. They decided to go the conventional route, and it led to the usual results. What we know for sure, though, is that the FDA has tried to not just squelch this drug, as the subtitle of my book says. Subtitle is "The Most Promising Cancer Treatment and the Government's Campaign to Squelch It." But we have more recent information that says that the government was actually out to steal this drug. It turns out that the National Cancer Institute, in cahoots with one pharmaceutical company, that was a company called Elan Pharmaceuticals, conspired to obtain 5 patents for an anti-cancer formula that's identical to Brzezinski's. And then they steered the development rights for that treatment to Elan Pharmaceutical, by no coincidence. And within 1 month of when the contract was signed for the development rights to those patents, within 1 month of that signature, Dr. Brzezinski's clinic was raided. 3 months later, he was put under indictment and with a potential jail term of 300 years. Now, he was acquitted of all counts in his criminal trial. But had he been convicted, then the way would have been clear for Elan Pharmaceutical to bring this drug to market and profit from his work, as the government would have essentially stolen this and given it to a big pharmaceutical company. It's all part of the FDA's systematic method of dealing with drugs. They don't want to deal with small entrepreneurs. They want to deal only with large pharmaceutical companies wherever they can.
Well, I think it's criminal, and I believe that the people of the FDA should be sent to prison for the suffering that they are intentionally inflicting on people across America, because there are effective treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed by the government, which is why you can never trust people with power. Power corrupts absolutely everyone. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's no question it does. But let's talk about some of the cancers that this drug can treat. We talk about brain tumors a lot because the response rate for Brzezinski's treatment, and my book is called The Brzezinski Breakthrough, by the way, and I know you carry it, Dr. Stan, so people can get it from your Radio Liberty website and also by calling in. I'm sure you'll give them the number.
Hold on, Tom. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
Talking about the Brzezinski breakthrough.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way, we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Tom Elias. We're talking about an effective treatment for most cancers, and one that has had an excellent results, and in many instances, is certainly the tumors have stopped progressing, and the people have got the normal, healthy lives. And yet that treatment has been effectively suppressed for almost 30 years now. I stand corrected by the Federal Drug Administration, and now it has been given orphan status, and it is being used on a very, very limited basis, but they delay, and they delay, and they delay. And you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't they want to have an effective treatment for cancer? Or is it possible that the FDA is certainly working closely with the drug industry, and of course many of the people from the FDA then will go to work for the major pharmaceutical companies after they leave government and be well rewarded for causing so much suffering and pain to people in America? Sounds terrible, but unfortunately it's true. You go right ahead.
Very, very good, Dr. Stan. Well, what I was saying before is that we talk about the success of antineoplastins against brain tumors because while Dr. Brzezinski achieves about a 65% response rate and a slightly over 50% 5-year survival rate of his patients with the serious brain tumors, the standard treatments only have about a 0.5% 5-year survival rate. But it's not just brain tumors. This treatment is effective against liver cancer. It's effective against lymphomas. It's effective against kidney cancers. It's effective against a whole wide range. You'll find a table in the back of the book that goes into great detail about what cancers.
How about breast and prostate? Because those are the two of the most common cancers we have today.
Well, it happens to be pretty effective against both, but we don't emphasize so much the effectiveness against breast and prostate cancer because there are some other treatments out there that are pretty effective against breast and prostate cancer. But historically, the very first human being that Dr. Brzezinski treated for cancer was a prostate cancer case. The gentleman had very advanced prostate cancer, and his doctors had told him he was going to die within a month. And he went to Brzezinski for treatment and was Brzezinski's first actual patient as the drug emerged from its experimental phases. This man then lived for another 29 years before he finally died of a heart problem that was completely unrelated to his prior prostate cancer. It's effective also against bladder cancers. There's a whole wide range of cancers that this treatment works for. And the FDA has known that for many, many years. That's what attracted their attention to it in the first place. Back in the late 1970s, Dr. Brzezinski was treating patients at his clinic in Houston, Texas, under a Texas law that said that doctors in Texas, as long as they stayed within the state, could treat patients with anything they wanted as long as they believed it would be effective for those patients. Now, that Texas law has been taken off the books, and as a result, Dr. Brzezinski has since been actually prosecuted for using his drug to save lives. And in fact, When I was researching this book, and I looked into the court documents just before Dr. Brzezinski's criminal trial, I found an incredible document that had been filed by the prosecutors in this case, the United States attorney for Houston, Texas. And in that document, the U.S. attorney, the prosecutor, was responding to Brzezinski's request to bring the jury in this trial out to his clinic so they could see how he works with the patients, and they could see the patients, they could talk to the patients, and they would learn a little bit about what was actually going on. And the prosecutor said that it would be unfair, it would warp the trial if the patients were, and now I'm quoting, were exposed to the specter of Dr. Brzezinski in the act of saving lives. That's literally what the prosecutor said. In other words, if the patients, if the jurors could see Brzezinski saving lives, they would never convict him. The prosecutors knew that, and that's essentially what came to pass in the trial, because the judge, well, he didn't allow the jury to go out to the clinic. He did allow patients to be presented in court who could say that they had undergone the treatment, and that's all they could say, though. They couldn't say that the treatment was effective. They could say what type of cancer they had, and then the jury could see them sitting there looking perfectly healthy. And so it amounted to the judge permitting the jury to see that this treatment worked.
Well, I know that it did work, and fortunately Dr. Brzezinski was exonerated, but the government wanted to send an innocent man to jail for 300 years. Now, the prosecutor admitted that the process worked, but he said, you know, good people do evil things, and what was the evil thing he'd done? Why, he was accused of having sent this medicine across interstate lines when it wasn't approved by the FDA. That was the crime. Saving human lives violated a federal law. Therefore, he goes to jail for 300 years. Now, what sort of madness is that? Or is there something, perhaps, as you said, and using the term evil? Go ahead.
Well, it certainly wasn't evil. And you could look at this as murder if you want to. Now, if you realize that the officials of the United States government knew that a cancer treatment was effective, and they prevented people systematically from using that treatment, didn't they kill those patients when the patients finally died?
Absolutely they did, and we have murderers working at the highest levels of our government today, and they know what they're doing, and I'm sure there are a lot of good people in the FDA who would like to do what's right, but of course if they speak out, why, it's their career, or perhaps worse.
Yeah. Well, all the details of this case and how this particular treatment was handled are in my book. It's called The Brzezinski Breakthrough. Now, here's the thing, though, that it's just like you said. The people who did this, the people who systematically fought to keep this drug suppressed, have been rewarded. It happens that most of them are gone from the Food and Drug Administration now. One of the top officials, Michael Friedman, the man who wrote the memo that I read to you a few minutes ago, he initially went to work for Abbott Laboratories and Monsanto Chemicals, one after the other, at very high salaries as a senior vice president. That was his reward for things he had done for those companies while he was the chief of operations for the Food and Drug Administration. And currently, Dr. Friedman is the president of the City of Hope National Medical Center in Duarte, California, a very famous hospital that treats cancers and other diseases. His boss at the FDA, David Kessler, left the FDA and became the dean of the medical school at Yale University, and then he left from Yale University and became the dean of the medical school at the University of California in San Francisco. And so you can see these high officials who really committed what could only be called high crimes in their official functions were very well rewarded for what they had done. And I think that's criminal.
I agree with you. It's infuriating, but all we can do is just keep talking and hoping that the American people will learn. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I should say, they are learning. In fact, I went to a medical meeting just last Friday, and one of the doctors got up, and we were talking about vaccinations, and said how terrible it is. Why, he was reading articles in the local press, throwaway magazines, that said that the FDA was working with the pharmaceutical companies and was actively suppressing treatments, and how could we get the American people to learn that wasn't true? And if I hadn't been in a position I had to get out of the meeting, I would have gotten up and said, but what if it is true? What if it is true?
Well, of course, unfortunately, at least one instance where it is true, Dr.
More and more people are certainly not trusting what their doctor is telling them. It's unfortunate, but what the doctor is telling them isn't true.
Well, what happens sometimes is that the medical literature is warped, and the doctors are trained to trust the medical literature. Take the case of the Journal of the American Medical Association. In this case, they ran an article back in the late 1990s that asserted that the Brzezinski treatment, the anti-neoplastins, were a fraud. Now, in this article, the author completely misquoted and quite deliberately misquoted some other people who had made statements about the Brzezinski treatment. He took those statements and turned them completely on their head to mean the exact opposite of what the people had said. Now, when Brzezinski wrote a letter to the editor, in fact, the Journal of the American Medical Association printed that. But if you go to the website of JAMA, that journal, you will see that only the article is on the website. They don't put the letters to the editor on the website. So what happens is that the canards, the falsehoods, get preserved, but the truth is nowhere to be seen. You can say the same for the website Quackwatch, which has known for at least 15 years that Brzezinski's treatment is authentic and works well, and they've seen the evidence. I know because I presented them with some of the evidence, but they've refused to take Brzezinski off their website. They're still calling him a quack, and it's just absolutely a joke.
Yeah, but now, who finances Quackwatch? And I think you might find that there a lot of very effective and very courageous doctors have been labeled as quacks by Quackwatch, which I personally believe has an agenda.
Quackwatch is funded by pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
And the pharmaceutical companies have a definite agenda here, because what you see is that the standard chemotherapeutic agents, the vincristines and the methotrexates of the world, these are very expensive drugs. You mentioned one drug in your opening remarks that costs about $40,000 a month for treatment. That's a drug called Avastin, which is Pfizer produces that. And Avastin stops the flow of blood. It's a vasoconstrictor. It stops the flow of blood into tumors and kills off some tumors, and it also reduces the size of some tumors, but its effects are only temporary, and it on the whole, on the average, extends the lifespan about 5 months. And during those 5 months, people are usually pretty miserable, and that lack of long-term effectiveness is one reason why Medicare, which is strapped for money right now, is considering no longer authorizing the use of Avastin for Medicare patients, because it just isn't all that effective. And the finances of the situation dictate that you have to consider cost-effectiveness sometimes. Meanwhile, the Brzezinski treatment costs a fraction of what Avastin does, but Medicare won't pay for it because they can still consider it experimental. In fact, antineoplastins now have orphan designation, as you said a few minutes ago. And orphan designation is something that the FDA labels a drug when it considers that drug to be the most promising thing out there, but the drug hasn't been totally proven in multi-center phase 3 trials. And in fact, that's where antineoplastins are headed. That's going to be the
next development. Well, that's awesome. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Tom Elias, and we're talking about the Brzezinski Breakthrough. His book, we do carry the book. It's available through Radio Liberty. We have a four-tape set with my interviews with Dr. Brzezinski and other people who've been very, very close to this, to Tom Elias. Do you have a website, Tom, you'd like to get out?
Well, you can get a lot of information at Dr. Brzezinski's website, which is www.BrzezinskiClinic.com. And if you have questions about the book and about the treatment, I maintain an email address where I answer all questions from all comers. And if you write in to that email address, which is Burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com. If you just write in with any question, I'll get the answer to you without fail.
Can you spell the name one more time?
Burzbook, B-U-R-Z-B-O-O-K, at AOL.com for questions.
All right, fine.
Now, what we have here, you were talking about how individuals can be squelched by the officials of the government, but what we have in this instance is a man who just refused to say die. He refused to roll over for them. In fact, when I began interviewing Dr. Brzezinski for this book, I asked him flat out, I said, look, you're in Houston, and you're not far from the Mexican border. You could set yourself up in Mexico and have a clinic like there are so many others just over the border in Mexico, and no one would bother you. People would come to you, and the FDA would have nothing to say about it. And Brzezinski said no, he wouldn't do that. He was going to beat the FDA, and he was going to what he said is he was going to make this drug the standard treatment for cancer. And I do believe that within 10 years, this will be the standard treatment for most cancers, because one of the most important things about it is that it's a completely natural product. We're talking here about peptides that occur naturally in the blood of healthy people, and which are often lacking from the blood of people with cancer. In fact, in about 65% of all cancers, these particular substances are lacking from their blood, and that's one of the reasons why they have the cancer. So Brzezinski theorized early on that if you could reinfuse these peptides, which he calls antineoplastins, they're really just combinations of amino acids, but if he theorized that if you could reinfuse these into the blood of people with cancer, you would fight those cancers effectively. And that's just exactly what happens. And the mechanism by which this works is something called hypermethylation and demethylation. What happens, and this is based now on research at Johns Hopkins University in the late 1990s, Brzezinski always knew that his drug worked, but he didn't have the facilities to determine exactly how it worked. But Johns Hopkins, with its very elaborate laboratories, at one of the top medical schools in the world, Hopkins did determine that in 65% of all cancers, there is a malfunction of a particular gene called the P53 tumor suppressor gene. This is kind of a backup to your immune system. It's a gene that causes cancer cells to break down and wash away in the bloodstream and be excreted from the body eventually. When this drug malfunctions and is somehow suppressed, then the gene can't work and the tumors will proliferate. And that's in 65% of all cancers. Now, the mechanism by which the P53 gene is suppressed in most cases is because it's essentially suffocated. It gets surrounded by methyl groups. These are chemicals that cling to the outside of the gene and prevent it from working. And what happens when you infuse the peptide groups that Brzezinski called antineoplastins into the bloodstream is that when the antineoplastins come in contact with the gene or with the methyl groups, they dissolve the methyl groups and they allow the gene to begin working again. Now, this doesn't just happen to the tumor suppressor gene. Hypermethylation and demethylation is one of the most common but least known mechanisms of controlling genes in the human body. For instance, if you take the human fetus, it has a gene that causes you to form kidneys and a heart, and there's a separate gene for each of those. And then something, when you form the kidneys, and when the fetus has formed a heart, something causes that gene to deactivate. Because if the gene remained active, you would have too many kidneys, you'd have multiple hearts, and you'd have a body that didn't work. So this is a natural phenomenon that's called hypermethylation. And then when you have something that comes along and takes the methyl groups away from a particular gene, that's called demethylation. That's really all we're talking about. That's a simplified version of what goes on with this drug. And because it's a natural process that we're using, you don't have the same kind of side effects that you do with chemotherapy and radiation. You don't have the nausea, you don't have the hair falling out, you don't have the people being miserable on this treatment. You can live a pretty normal life while you're on this treatment.
Well, I mean, certainly it's exciting to know there's something like this out there that would relieve suffering, and yet terrifying and frightening and infuriating to realize that there are people within government who are unconcerned about human suffering and are intentionally and maliciously and viciously suppressing this treatment. So basically,
well, they've done that literally to people who wanted to get this treatment for their small children. I've documented one case, the case of Zach McCullough, a young boy from Arizona who was essentially killed by the FDA because they allowed him to get on the treatment, then they pulled him off the treatment, then they allowed him back on, and, you know, this went on long enough. Finally, they pulled him off the treatment one time, and he died of his cancer, which was a medulloblastoma peanut, a brain tumor that's common in small children, not so common in adults. You're familiar also with the case of Thomas Navarro, another little boy that had the same kind of tumor and whose parents wanted him on the Brzezinski treatment. They didn't want him to get the full brain radiation that the FDA was requiring and that the child welfare authorities in the state of Minnesota were requiring. And his father, who was a decorated Green Beret colonel, Jim Navarro, went into hiding with his boy. They went on the road together to avoid his son getting the standard treatment.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Peace Network.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The staff and families at Overland Safety LLC take this special time out to recognize and salute the Johnstown men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, prayers, and most importantly, our letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message courtesy of Thomas Martinez and his family and staff at Overland Safety LLC at 1001 Country Acre Drive in Johnstown. Call them at 970-587-9617. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Tom Elias. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Tom, the number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. But certainly, Dr. Brzezinski is there in Houston, Texas. He has a clinic now. It is functioning. He's allowed to see people. The treatment is available experimentally for, and they're in a, what is it, the second phase of the three-phase trial?
Phase two trials are over. Basically, a phase one trial determines whether a drug is has ill effects, and that's the safety phase, and this drug has been found to be safe. Phase two determines whether it's effective, and the drug has been found to be effective. But phase three trials determine whether it's effective in a wide-ranging sort of way. And those are very expensive trials that go on at many centers around the world. Normally, it costs a drug company about $100 million to conduct phase three trials. But because we're talking here about brain tumors, that's what the orphan designation is for the use of this of the anti-neoplastins against brain tumors. Because we're talking about brain tumors, we need relatively small samples. You don't need a massive control group here. In fact, you can't have any control group. You can only have people who have had a diagnosis and who have reached a certain point. So everybody who's on a clinical trial with this is going to get the real drug. Nobody's going to be placed on a placebo here. Those trials will cost Dr. Brzezinski between $10 and $15 million, and he's in the process right now of raising the money to conduct those trials, and it remains to be seen what develops there. The main thing to take away from our discussion today, I think, Dr. Stan, is that if you have cancer, or if you know someone who has cancer, if you have a loved one that has cancer, and who among us doesn't know someone that has cancer or has had it, if you're in that situation, you need to know about this drug, because you can get this treatment. You can get it in two ways. If you have failed the standard treatments and you're considered a terminal case of cancer and there's nothing in the standard treatments that can help you, then you can go on one of Dr. Brzezinski's clinical trials, and you can receive the drug in its liquid form, which will be infused into your blood. If, however, you're not that far along, you can get the drug or most of the major components of it in a capsule form from Dr. Brzezinski and some other types of treatments that he conducts that are not clinical trials. And in fact, these other methods of treatment are often covered by insurance, by health insurance, whereas the clinical trials, those are conducted at the expense of the clinic. For the most part, because that's the way clinical trials work.
Okay, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yeah, we're here.
Can I go ahead? Yeah, I have a question for our guest.
Well, enough of the grit about WikiFreak leaks. All the leaks they're getting out of the Pentagon.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's completely off the subject. We're talking about the Brzezinski treatment, but perhaps you call later this week when we have an open line. But thanks so much for calling. Anyway, just go right ahead, Tom, what you were saying.
Yeah, what I was saying is that this can be had in a capsule form. You do have to take an awful lot of capsules in a day if you're on the treatment in that form, because you're trying to get approximately the same volume of the drug taking it orally as you can if you take it intravenously in its fluid form. And that's pretty hard to replicate unless you take an awful lot of pills. So, you know, if you're on the treatment in this way, you're going to take upwards of 100 capsules a day. But, you know, so what? What's taking, you know, I personally have a kidney transplant, and I take about 30 pills a day of the drugs that are necessary to sustain that. And that's just a minor nuisance in my life. It beats the heck out of being on dialysis or being dead. And I would say the same for taking some capsules if you were on Brzezinski's treatment in that form. If you have to take capsules, you know, a few times a day, that's what you do, if that's what's necessary to stay alive. Would you not agree, Dr. Stan?
Absolutely, and certainly have seen some people who've had the treatments. They've done exceptionally well. And when you consider the alternative, and you consider the expense of the alternative, why, this is certainly... certainly an advisable thing. Now, basically, will the insurance companies pay for any of the treatments?
Well, for the capsule form, they pretty much have to cover it because the capsules are a substance called phenylbutyrate, sodium phenylbutyrate, which is one of the main ingredients in Dr. Brzezinski's anti-neoplastins. Now, the phenylbutyrate by itself is not as effective as the full formula that he uses in the fluid format, but phenylbutyrate is approved by the FDA for use against a particular form of childhood anemia. But like any other drug, it can be prescribed what's called off-label by a doctor. In other words, it can be used for other things other than the single thing that it's approved for. And Dr. Brzezinski has actually set up a pharmacy at his clinic. He's got pharmacists working for him, and they dispense this drug for this purpose, which is an off-label use of the drug. And many insurance companies, many insurance plans will cover that. Where they won't cover the full formula, the infusions, because that's considered an experimental treatment. It's not yet fully approved by the FDA. But what's happened is that as the people who were involved in suppressing the drug for all those many years have left the FDA and gone on to their rewards at pharmaceutical companies or wherever, the drug has become more available to patients.
We're out of time, Tom. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoy our conversations with Tom Elias. We've had Tom on before, but I think the material is important. There are treatments for cancer. They've been effectively suppressed. We have the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough, and we think it's an important book. We also have a four-tape set, and basically it's my interviews with Dr. Brzezinski, with Tom Elias, certainly a Colonel Avaro. His little boy was dying of brain cancer, and the FDA refused to let him have the treatment for the boy. When the boy got on the treatment, he did fine, but the doctors didn't want him. They wanted to radiate his brain. Of course, that knocks down the intelligence by 25%. Colonel Avaro actually had to go into hiding in this country with his son. Eventually, of course, the FDA killed his son. And they did it maliciously. There are wicked and evil people. And where could you do the most harm? Why, you do it working in government. We have a four-tape set. Why do we still have cancer? We have a four-tape set on Laetril. We have four-tape set on alternative treatments, the things that you need to know about. There are lots of treatments out there that have been used for the years, Dr. Day's treatment, her DVDs. We have them, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, and the other things that she talks about having to do with diet. Diet is important. It's vitally important. And all of these things can actually cure cancer. But if you want to understand why it's not being cured, you need to get our four-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, or simply the transcript of that four-tape set, the interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, who in 1969 heard the former director of Planned Parenthood say, we have treatments for cancer. This is 1969. We're going to keep them locked up because people have to die of something. There's too many people. They might as well die of cancer. This was Dr. Day, Richard Day, the former director of Planned Parenthood, and that is the attitude of the elitist towards us common people. Well, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand people like that? Well, you need to read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and you will begin to understand what we are up against. That's The Brotherhood of Darkness. We recommend it to you, and we think it's well worthwhile reading. And then, of course, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And you can certainly read our newsletters about how they're poisoning us with water fluoridation. They know what they're doing. And we have tapes on aspartame. We have DVDs and other material on aspartame, on vaccinations. Vaccinations are being used to create fertility, infertility. If you haven't seen our DVD by Dr. David Ayoub, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, you need to get it. And if you get it, you get a free CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of information on the scientific studies on the danger of mercury. And remember, they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given in the United States, but they left it, the childhood vaccines. We go to those little, give to those little black and brown children because we love them so much, or maybe we want to sterilize them with the mercury. Maybe they know exactly what they're doing. Maybe the people who are pushing the worldwide vaccination programs are dedicated to population control. You want to see Dr. David Ayoub's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our internet programs, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, see the section on symbols, satanic symbols, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our liberty and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.